أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our series on Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Kahhar. Maybe I can translate it as the one who subdues. See, linguistically, Al-Kahhar is derived from Qahar, which means to a conquest or subduing or vanquishing. It literally means the overtaking of something or someone with the intention to, if I can say, subdue them. And Al-Kahhar is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which breaks the back of his enemies. In Surah Al-Mu'min, this is Surah number 40, Ayah 16, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He says, يَوْمَ هُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ. On the day when they shall come forth, nothing concerning them remains hidden to Allah. To whom belongs the kingdom this day? To Allah, the One, the Subduer. Again in Surah Ra'ad, this is the Surah of Thunder, Surah number 13, Ayah 16, he says, قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? قُلْ اللَّهِ. Say Allah. قُلْ أَفَتَّقَذْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. Do you take then besides him guardians who do not control any profit or harm for themselves? قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرَ. Say, are the blind and the seeing alike? أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَقَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Or can the darkness and the light be equal? Or have they set up with Allah associates who have created creation like Him, so that what is created became confused to them? قُلِ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ. Tell them, Allah is the creator. كل شيء of everything وهو الواحد القهار. And he is the one and he is the supreme. Everything in existence is subjected to Al-Qahar's dominance and power. The strength and power of the subduer is counterbalanced by the quality of Al-Latif, which we will look at, which is the subtle, because they're contained one within the other. It is Al-Kahhar who affects his will with regard to his creation, whether they like it or not, whether they're willing or not. He subdues the souls of those who worship him by instilling in the hearts the fear of his retribution, and the hearts of those who are endowed with knowledge with the might of nearness to him, and the souls of those who love him by unveiling the truth about him to them. In essence, he has subdued all beings by death, so none is safe from this. Not even an angel who enjoys a special status with him, nor a prophet, nor a messenger. Even the angel of death, Israel, would taste death. So it's important to understand the grandeur, the power of Al-Kahhar, the ever-dominating one, who has surrounded all his creation from within and without with his irresistible power. Nothing escapes him. You know, the world and the heavens bow their heads before him. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorify him. If you think about it, how many universes, how many people, how many nations? He humiliates oppressors. There is no might besides his. Every single creature, every aspect of creation is powerless when you compare them to his Qahhar, or with the attribute Al-Qahhar. You know, if we wish to instill in ourselves the essence or the energy of Al-Qahhar, then we have to subdue ourselves, our own nafs, to control our desires by not plotting in cooperation with Shaitan, and by turning to Allah, submitting to His will in all matters. The path whereby the human being derives energy from Al-Qahhar is is that one should view one's nafs, which is ever present within ourselves, as the worst of the enemies, by subduing it, by stopping him, by doing exactly the opposite of what it tells us to do when it causes us or commands us to evil. And that way we will be able to subdue the bit that shaitan takes over. Because really the greatest tyranny that human beings suffer is from the evil commanding ego, which you call nafsul ammara. And Abdul Qahhar is able to enslave, to subdue that tyrant. None can influence nor overcome one who has accessed this energy. And such a person becomes all powerful to execute only that which is right. If you wish to free yourself from the domination of your ego or from this overwhelming worldly desires or the love of the world, then recite Ya Qahhar as often as you can, and inshallah you'll be able to subdue, if I can say, the monster within. And if you recite Ya Qahhar 100 times between the wajib Salatul Fajr and your Salatul Nafila, you'll be able to overcome any enemies that you may have as well, that you find very difficult to get rid of. Reciting Ya Qahhar often also gives inner peace, and one is freed from being wronged by another.